Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Ruth?
Yes, I would like to speak to Sheldon, please.
Yes, Ruth, I was the one calling you. It's Samantha from the finance department. You remember we had a word long ago?
Mm-hmm, about when I received the book, but this is what I received is not good. I cannot send that to my customers, and I receive only one book, not the quantity you promised, but which is good because this is a mess. Did you guys check out the printing? Did you check the book? Did you see it?
The printed copy that was sent to you, the reason why only one was sent to you was just to make sure that everything is in line. And now that you have received
I mean, no problem, but it's not in line. So I would like to speak to Sheldon for me to, because they said you were calling me.
I understand. Will you let me finish, please? I understand that you have concerns. You can discuss all your revisions with Sheldon, and we will get that fixed. And then we'll send you out the next copies, all right? So this is a good thing that you received one copy. Now you know what exactly is wrong with the printed version. Now you can fix that with Sheldon, all right? So that's not a problem at all. That's not the reason why I'm calling. I actually had a discussion with you regarding the remaining installment that you told me that you're going to pay once you receive the copy. Now, you have received one copy, and you know where we stand, so can you proceed with the installment today? As per your word.
Excuse me? Hello?
Yes, can you
hear
me?
Yes, I hear you. You said after my word?
I'm talking about the installment for the remaining payment.
I know what you're talking about that I was supposed to. Did you fix the thing with what is his name again? Because you told me that I have a remaining balance of $5,000. It wasn't the case, so I need to know if you guys fixed that first. Did you fix it?
Yes, of course. That was fixed, and we had a discussion about that too. The remaining amount that is left for you to pay is $2,000 only.
Okay, so and I'm supposed to pay one installment and after one and after because it was supposed to be three times. Are we clear on that?
Right. Yes, we are clear on that.
No,
so you
listen. Like I said, the most important thing for me is the book. I don't have right now. It's not the printing version that I want. I don't have
no problem making the payment.
To,
you need to stop there. We had a discussion that you want to see the copy in your hand.
I just said.
You didn't say.
No.
Let me finish. Let me finish, Ruth. I heard you.
I just listen, Samantha. I just
Ruth,
told you
is,
I don't have no problem to pay. I just told you I'm going to pay. I just told
but
you that. But
you're telling me that you have an issue. Now you're bringing in the next condition that if you receive the copy
This is not. Samantha, I just said I don't have no problem. I'm going to pay. That's what I said.
Okay.
You didn't hear
Perfect.
Me. That's
Perfect.
What I said.
I'm so
after
sorry.
You sent me to exactly because I see you. I said I'm going to pay that because now I have that one copy was not okay, but I'm going to pay for you to fix that and send me all the copies that I asked for me to be able to send to my customers. And I
Thank
hope
you.
That's going to be fast and not going to take another 1 month.
Yes, of course. That is going to be a rapid process, and we can just proceed with that. So can I take down your card details now?
Which card I gave you already? Which one you had in file?
We actually don't have any information saved on file. As you know, we did not save that information. So could you provide the details to me, and then we'll go ahead and charge you. So what card you'll be using to pay this amount? Is that going to be a Visa, Master, or American? Okay.
Okay. The other one. Stop it. Ah, shut up.
You talking to me?
No, I'm talking to my cat.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
So this is the card is a Discover. Stop it, Gordon. The number is, are you ready?
It's a Discover, and go ahead. I'm ready for the number.
6011.
Mm-hmm.
0043.
Mm-hmm.
9540. 1645.
Let me repeat that. It's 0143 9540 1645.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and the CVV?
Well, the CVV or the expiration date?
Let's go with the expiration date first.
0627. The CVV is 350.
350?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and lastly, I need the billing address.
The billing address, give me 1 second. This is my boyfriend's card. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Stop it. What are you doing? Ow! I'm good. Give me a second. I'm going to give it to you. I'm just looking at the... Okay, 7712. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Delido, D-I-L-I-D-O.
Okay.
Miramar. Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The zip code is 33023.
33022?
23.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The name on the card is Junior Met.
I'm sorry, can you spell that?
Junior, like G U N E O.
I got that. Junior, and then?
Yes. Maître. M A I T R E.
All right. Okay, please stay on the line, Ruth. Let me have this process so I can give you the confirmation over the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
A mess. Money back. Tu vois de l'argent par la fenêtre, c'est nothing. What? Why are you looking at me like that? You've been a bad boy. You've been a bad boy. Bad boy. Bad boy. No. Oh. Come here. You wanna play, don't you? Don't play. Wanna play? Wanna play? Wanna play? I'm gonna bring. Don't do. No, 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 no. Don't do that. Bad boy. Stop it. No, stop it. Ne fais pas ça. Arrête. Tu es en train de casser les doigts. Oh, tu veux me mordre? Je vais te scier les dents. Tu me mordes? Tu me mordes?
Thank you very much for being online, Ruth. Are you there? Okay, the second installment has been successfully processed, and now I will. You can let us know whenever you're ready to pay the third installment. I will be sending the paid invoice to Sheldon, and he will forward that to you. And he will also fix all the issues that were in the printed copy, okay?
So when I can expect to receive the other ones?
Yes. About that, you will have to have a discussion with Sheldon so you guys are on the same page in regards to the revisions that are needed for the printed copies. Once that is done, we will ship out the order, the rest of the order. Okay?
Oh, not the rest. The original, because this one is not good at all.
Of course. Of course. This is just like a sample version, you can say. Of course, this can be amended. Now at least you know what it looks like and what are the issues. So since we have the pictures as well, we can work on that to improve that and then send you the next batch. So that won't be a problem at all. All right?
I mean, okay. So I have the rest of the work right now. I hope I'm going to have other team working successively on this thing for me to be able to sell the book online right now, because at this point, 3 months passed, nothing.
Yeah, of course. See, that's the reason why we provide tentative deadlines, because it all depends on the number of revisions. Every project is not similar, all right? Some of them are wrapped up in a lesser timeline. For example, if we give you a rough timeline of 3 months, that's a tentative timeline. It can
But now we've passed this time.
Yes.
We've passed the 3 months.
I completely understand that. As I said, sometimes the book is wrapped up in 1 month, and we anticipated 3 months for it. But the rapid progress, it was so good, and the team was in that particular flow. So they completed the book before the timeline. Sometimes it takes longer to complete that. But our aim should be getting a quality book out there. The timeline or rushing the project, that's not really our main concern. As long as the quality is met, as long as the book is up to the mark, and you can call it a masterpiece, that's what matters to us the most. And, of course, I will convey the message to your team as well that they should expedite the order and send you the remaining copies. So everything will be taken care of. I would, again, request you to have a discussion with your project manager and let him know all the concerns that you faced with the printed copy so he can fix that and send you back the next batch.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like, I know they give me, at the beginning, they give me a platform for me to upload my work, and then I couldn't access it. I don't know what happened, but I couldn't put it. So I had to discuss with Sheldon by email. And I think that was my disadvantage, because you guys couldn't see what was going on. You know, I'm not saying that Sheldon is not good, but really every time he was an excuse, every time taking forever to make a change. So I hope this time really that's going to be different, because, listen, for now, so far, I'm not going to lie to you, Samantha, I don't have a good experience with you guys. I'm not happy. You understand? It's not even about the money now. It's about the work that I need to be done. Mm-hmm. Like I told you, I've been refunding money. I had to stop my website because I couldn't make any more pre-sale because I didn't even have the book. And people have been paying me, and then they're complaining that I don't have the book ready. Even I give them 30 days. So you understand? And why I'm getting so mad, and I felt so frustrated so many times, because I felt like every time I ask for a change, you take things forever.
Right. I completely understand where you're coming from, and I will have this discussion personally with Sheldon to bring things on track, and I assure you that this is not going to happen. I will ask him to expedite the changes and the revisions that you'd like in the book, and let's get this going. So I'll have them, I'll put a special request for you in order to have the project wrapped up as soon as possible with a smooth transition, all right?
I hope so, because you don't forget this is not the only thing. Because we're still at the beginning of the book, and we didn't do anything else. No, the Amazon, neither the other things, and we have to move. You see?
Right.
But
right.
Anyway, and okay, no problem. Thank you so much. So we'll see.
Don't worry about it. See, before I wasn't looped into your project. Now that you have raised your concern to me, I will sit down with your writing team along with your project manager, and I will make sure that they bring things back on track, all right? I assure you
that.
I give you my word. And just in case if that
doesn't
work, you can call me anytime, okay? Just call for me.
Okay, no
and,
problem.
And they will connect you with me. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much for your cooperation, Ruth. I will talk to you soon. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.